Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This happened last night on our airwaves.
Turn over again.
Lead feed for Vin Baker Jr. He lays it up and scores. 79-58. 21-point lead for Boston College. Shamil Stevenson drives all the way in. There's bodies colliding and a steal by BC, and 14 seconds left, they get the layup to make it 81-58.
As an aside, and by the way, that was Bill Hillgrove and Dick Rowe, did you do any of Vin Baker Sr.'s games at the University of Hartford, Jim?
As a matter of fact, I did.
I was just thinking about that.
I know. Bonzi Colson, his dad. The original Bonzi and the original Vin Baker.
Baker was an ass kicker.
Oh, he was
at Hartford.
You talk about a guy who was out of place in whatever they the North Atlantic Conference, I think it was, but it's America East now. And he was there was nobody else in that conference that was when he was there that was like he was. He was somewhat out of place, but he stayed there and fashioned a nice NBA career.
He'd be the kind of guy now that would transfer to a bigger school after a year or two.
Go from Duquesne to Arizona.
Correct.
Something along those lines.
All right, 20 turnovers last night. Pitt gets two offensive rebounds. They lose 81-58, 14-game losing streak all in the league. They're 8-19 overall, 0-8 on the road. That game was played at home. Kevin Stallings, like we said, it's always a referendum on his job. It's not just about the game last night, but this one can be kind of about the game last night because they had a lead. It looked good for a while, and it was frittered away. For me, there's a span of time bridging halftime, before halftime, right out of halftime, big run by Boston College, and just no timeout by Kevin Stallings. The tactical look at that, for me, is bothersome. It's a young team. We've been told about it by Kevin Stallings a lot. Why not, if you're Kevin Stallings, settle them down, call a timeout, bring them over, even for optics' sake, to show that, wow, I'm trying everything I can. You don't just let them play it out. That, to me, I've turned the corner. I'm 100%. Pitt needs to go in a different direction after seeing what I saw last night.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 0-14 or 15 or going to be, it's you have to be good at all the other stuff. You can't feel like or act like or come across from a distance body language-wise as if you're also done with the season. You have to go actually above and beyond. So you call a timeout there, you bring him in and say, hey, guys, listen, we knew this was going to be hard. This is where we are, learning experience. Whatever you have to say, sound upbeat, sound like this is normal in the situation we're in, and take it from there. Give the kids a break. You can't look or come across as if you're also beat.
Yeah, and when they had a 15-point lead with 7 minutes to go, and I kept flipping back and forth between the basketball and the hockey, and every time I'd flip back, you know, you could see it kind of fritter away. I do agree that a timeout for some positive reinforcement, even though things are falling apart, that you look up and say, hey, look, we're still ahead by 7, by 8, whatever the margin was when they cut that 15 and a half. And actually, there was an artificial stoppage in there anyway, right, with mm-hmm. the under 4 minute timeout. So I guess maybe that would suffice to do that.
Plus, there's the use it or lose it timeout
going in. Right.
So you got to use it. Just use it for the sake of doing
it. Yeah. It's just. But the second half, I mean, every game has followed a similar, not the exact same formula, but and Stallings talked about this, every game has followed a very similar formula where they'll play well for a stretch. Not stretches, but a stretch. And then it just falls apart.
And you mentioned it, Colin, the turnovers 20, the offensive rebounds 2. There was you can't have that stuff. I mean, that's the stuff that, hey, you know what, that's more on the coach. That's and he took blame for that. But those are things you can't demonstrate. I don't mind losing games, but you can't look like you're not getting better at certain areas.
You could text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Here's where I am with all this. All right, Jim, what's the buyout? $9.5 million or something like that as it stands
I'm
right now?
I'm trying to find out.
Let's say someone says, we'll give you $7 million. Heather Light calls a bunch of the high dollar boosters and they say, we'll give you $7.5 million. This to me is going to be a big story. What if they don't come up with the whole buyout, but it's close? If you're Kevin Stallings, do you take it? I think I would. And we're putting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit, but I think I would.
Very far.
Right, because here's why. You can't find a whole lot of positive reinforcement for Kevin Stallings. You can't find a whole lot of high-end boosters who want to keep the guy around right now. As sad as it is, I like the guy as a man. I don't think he's the right fit right now as the basketball coach of the University of Pittsburgh. Are you going to want to put yourself through the anguish knowing you're not the guy they want, knowing they don't have the confidence in you? That, to me, is going to be the bridge that needs to be gapped. If they don't meet the whole buyout, but it's close, if you're Stallings, do you accept it? Because I wonder if they're going to be able to come up with that $9.5 million, but I bet they can come up with 7 or 8.
I would accept it.
So would I.
I really would. And for the reasons you said, but also in my own head, I'm looking at when I first got here, the team was a selfish team and it was actually got out there and people actually agreed to that. This time I have 7 freshmen and this is why it's taking place this way. I have what I'm getting at is I almost have an excuse that people can see as to why it is. And it's not so much just deflected at me and my coaching. You can say what you want. I'm saying if I'm thinking like that, I'm getting out now why I still have somewhat of an excuse and I'm getting a $7 million hit. I can take a year off and let this thing disappear, maybe get another
plus
job.
Plus, you're older and older than most coaches. You've accumulated a decent amount of wealth. It's not like this was your first job and this is the only money that you've made in your life. So it can turn that way as well.
And I also have a couple pretty big names coming through here telling me in their press conferences what a good offensive guy I am, that I'm a great coach. So I still have that to go on.
I think Kevin Stallings is marked as, and he's, in terms, he led a program for a long time, obviously, at Vanderbilt. He screams to me to be an NBA assistant, a very good one.
That crept into my mind, actually. But he'll be somebody's assistant. You know, it's almost like he'll be a coordinator, you know, that kind of. He'd be a good guy on a bench with a younger coach. So I don't know. There's a part of me, though, and again, I don't know him all that well. Based on the way things started here, that there would almost be like, screw you. I'm not leaving unless you give me the whole thing.
Well, these guys need to be coached very hard right now, these young kids. Mm-hmm. Does Kevin Stallings have the energy or the wherewithal or the want to do it at this point as the season dwindles? That, to me, is a fundamental question. Does he have the – and it's not care in terms of that he doesn't care about the program.
Right.
But does he have the drive and the want and the wherewithal to do it? They need coached hard. They need their ass kicked, this team does, to make them better as they get older. Does he want to do that? Because – it's uncertain for him what his future is.
And Heather Like has an opportunity right now to say, hey, you know what? That's not my guy. I don't care what it looks like. We get rid of coaches fast here. That's not the case. This wasn't my guy. I'm going to bring my guy in, and I'll let him figure this out.
All right, talking Kevin Stallings, the job he's done so far, the job done last night, and is his job well done? Ed and Lebo, 412-928-9370. That's a number you called, and you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I have 2 questions. Number one, how many additional experienced players will Pitt have next year? And the second is, by calling for Kevin Stallings' ouster, how much of the $10 million are you willing to pony up or pay or buy additional season tickets, like a block of 10 tickets over the next 3 or 4 years?
You talking to me? Like me, or
any,
me personally?
Anyone who calls for... anyone who calls for his ouster, how much are they willing to pony up?
Well, let me tell you this. I don't know as far as it translates. First of all, in terms of buyouts and stuff, Ed, let's be real frank about this. The rank and file alumni and people like that, that's not who pays buyouts. You know who pays buyouts? Doctors, attorneys, big-time alumni, and the people who sit on the floor. That's who pay, and people who give to the endowment, Ed. So let's not make this about what some guy sitting up in the top reaches of the arena gives or pays. That's not what it's about. Real athletic departments, and I'm not saying Pitt isn't one, but the way it works in athletic departments, the big-time boosters and big-time donors are the people who pay buyouts. That's number one. Number two, with all of this and moving it forward, it's about attendance. It's about saving face. They're not going to win next year at Pitt. They probably ain't going to win the year after. But can Heather Like, can the people who are in charge of making decisions at Pitt, can they risk, if they're trying to salvage anything they can with the basketball program, if they keep Kevin Stallings around, are they going to sell tickets next year? No. If they bring somebody in new, are they going to have the same record? Maybe, probably, I say. But you know what they're going to do? They will sell more tickets because of a buzz and an excitement created. Albeit incremental or small, there'll be more tickets. Like, we get a text here that says, if you hire a new coach, you're going to lose more players and have to start all over again. That might be fair, but you know what you'll do? You won't have 2,400 people in the gym. You might have 2,700 people, but it won't be fewer.
And she's going to hire somebody that's going to come in here that either has a name that wants to start their own thing. Like you mentioned, it's still a pretty good conference to be in to play basketball. A young guy, hungry guy. I guarantee you Heather Light's going to bring someone that's going to win the conference, that press conference over, and share hope and spread hope and give something. They may take a step backwards, but Heather Light's going to go down with her horse as opposed to someone else's
horse. I just love some guy from Mount Lebanon calling and being like, well, you know, are you going to give more money? You going to go there? Where's you? You know what? You know who that's for? It's for the David Teppers of the world. That's who pays buyouts. It's for the Varischettis of the world. That's who pays buyouts. It's for people like that. It's not for some guy who's an insurance guy who lives in Cannonsburg. People don't get big-time college athletics. It's not about 100 people giving a little bit. It's about 3 or 4 dudes who are powerful dudes who have tons of money saying, we got to get this guy out of here.
It's not Pittsburgh's financial account that they're going to have to take out of. It's found money that they'll find in about a week if the right people come up.
Correct. It's the David Teppers of the world. They need to call him up and they need to say, yo, my man, listen here. You're this hedge fund guy. You're this investor. You're this philanthropist. We got a problem with the basketball coach. Oh, you got a problem with the basketball coach. And we know you got about $950 gabillion that you're looking to do whatever with. Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, listen here. You know those 17 houses you got? Can you go in the cushions of those and maybe find us, I don't know, $7.5-8 million? Oh, okay, that's how it works. It isn't some guy who is a middle management guy who lives in Cambria County somewhere. I mean, that's the way it happens.
Or they're taking money out of something that was earmarked for the science department.
Correct. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Kevin Stahl. It feels like the pulse of the city, and we're not driving the pulse. It's just what we get back from people. It feels like people want Kevin Stallings out more than ever after last night.
The seats tell you that.
Yeah. You're right.
The empty seats tell you that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.